Such a beautiful tune, Flowering Deer. It's almost a hymn, Matt, wouldn't you say? It kind of has that quality about it.
I think so, yeah. I mean, the song that it's based on is sort of religious singing from the 1700s. The summer jams that the kids like, you know. I don't know.
The madrigals and all. Well, we have Matt Bauer and Dana on vocals. Dana Falconberry has quite a career of her own too. What have you been up to lately, Dana? We've tried to get you on the show, and I the last year I've been kind of discombobulated, and we haven't, you know, had schedules that worked out. But what's new in your life?
Well, I just finished recording my next record.
Excellent.
Finished mixing it, so. Hopefully, I'll be back here sometime soon.
I would like that, yes.
With a new record. It's still got some time to go, but, I mean, we're still in the process.
Are you still based down in Austin, or
yeah.
you are?
Mm-hmm.
But doing a little touring with Matt?
Yeah, we've been on tour for, like, 2 months now.
All right. So.
And the next date people can see you is Thursday, the 28th, at Zebulon in Brooklyn. And after that, on the 30th, you're going to Philadelphia and a few other places. If people want to check your dates out, go to mattbauermusic.com. There's several Matt Bauers on the web, I guess.
Yeah. And more and more. I want to meet there's one that builds robots, and I kind of want to meet
him.
He's like always winning some sort of like robot building competitions.
Oh,
and
that's
stuff,
exciting.
It's maybe a lot better than playing banjo.
Well, he can build you a robot banjo or something. How about that?
No. I like that.
Well, anyway, we have you guys here to play in the studio, and what do you have next for us?
I think we're going to do Blacklight Horses.
And I should mention there's a great video for this online.
Oh, yeah. And actually, Milena Cadiz, who you played earlier on, was a real sport. And wore white face makeup and white hairspray and brandished
she's
a
the
sword
star.
In fake woods.
But it's quite beautiful and quite haunting. And
thank you.
Well worth taking a look
at.
But we have a live version to hear in the studio here at WFMU. Cool.